Episode 1961, Resistance is Good.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy day. How is your weekend going so far? I pray that you are really, truly enjoying your time with the family. If you're enjoying your friends too, what an added benefit. But today is Inspiration Motivation Day for your heart. It's a reflection day. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's a way for you to really stop for just a moment and say, Lord, where will you have me? Well, today, it's all about resistance is good. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when you demand what you want out of life, you leave a lot of extraordinary opportunities and open doors to chance. How are you seeking direction? Resistance is good. You know, sometimes we can be our own bullies in our own lives. Our prayers reflect only what we want without asking for what we need to be seeking. How bold of you to live a life of demands without even considering the heavenly purpose God has for you. You know, it's super easy to get distracted and burned by the lack of what you want. You want more, but in your eyes, you have very little. I know some of us face that right now. With everything that's happening in the world, we feel like, Lord, why me? Two simple words, why me? I wonder how many times that's actually cried out on a daily basis. Not monthly or yearly, daily. How are you measuring what you have versus what you want? Why me? Unfortunately, we can get very possessive with what we should have. Why didn't you give me this when I gave you that? The cry? That cry for what you wish you had. Why me? I did all of this, but you won't even give me this. What more do I have to do? Just because you don't get what you want doesn't mean you are not heard. God hears every cry. He feels every teardrop, and he knows what you need when. Resistance catapults you to the next level of greatness. Resistance stretches you beyond the normalcy of life. Resistance is a blessing in disguise. Resistance is good. Regardless of what we believe, God knows best, and he always has the best intentions for your life. Pushback is not ever easy in any situation or circumstance. I've experienced it, I don't know how many hundreds of times. Not just, a few 10 times, hundreds of times. But in looking back and reflecting, I begin to understand a little bit more as to, oh my gosh, Lord, now I see. It makes sense. But when we're in the middle of the mess, it's hard to see beyond the storm. But one thing we must do is to walk by faith and not by sight. Demanding what you want from God, trying to quote unquote promise your way to results or rewards, it only closes the doors on what God has in store for you, because you're blinded by only what your eyes can see. Resistance is good. Instead of favoring only what you want in life, ask, seek, and knock. You know, ask God what he sees for you within the situation. Lord, what do you want for me? Right here where I sit, what do you want? What am I missing? And of course, make your request known to him also. He wants to be in conversation with you daily, hourly, minute by minute. There's not a moment that doesn't go by that God doesn't see you that God doesn't hear you. But when you're in the middle of that mess, you can't see anything but the mess. And sometimes we forget that God is in the mess with us, and He's going to get us through that mess. So ask God, Lord, what am I doing here in this situation? It's okay for you to cry out, why me? But you have to be willing to listen to Him. Most of the time we don't. We want our own way. We demand, Lord, make these changes in my life because this would make me feel more comfortable. If you want me to do what you want me to do, yeah, it's not going to work. And it's not going to work for God either. He still calls you to ask. He also says, seek me for guidance and discernment. Help me understand, Lord, what I am to do. We're to be alert and watchful for what is before us and what is beside us. If we're sitting here trying to seek God's guidance by only what we want, oh, you're going to miss a lot. I know I have. And I usually sit out with the most beneficial intentions on God's side. I really try. And then I'm like, oh man, I fell short. But guess what? It's not about keeping score. It's about going back and doing more. Ask, seek, and then knock. Knock on the doors that God places in front of you. So many times we have opportunities in front of us. Doors that open. And people are like, well, should I open that door? Well, you're not going to know what's behind it until you do. Don't run away just because you don't think you're ready. God will prepare a way when He is ready for you. You've got to open up that door because guess what? If you're not supposed to be there, I promise you, He will slam it in the face. However, you must be watchful. You must be alert. You cannot only be seeking what you want, because that can lead you down a very dangerous path. So ask, seek, knock. God wants to give you the desires of your heart. However, He also wants your heart's desires to align with Him. Just because a door closes doesn't mean that another one won't open. Resistance is good. So today, you got a long weekend. So guess what? I've got a challenge for you. I want you to ask yourself and reflect on this question. Where is God challenging you? And then I want you to ask it of God. Lord, where are you challenging me? What am I missing? You know, remove the fog from my eyes. I want to see what you see. And then you need to be watchful and intentional. Don't just be a couch potato. Don't just sit there and think that, okay, well, when it's supposed to happen, the fire's going to start right next to me on my end table. And my TV is going to be the burning bush. And poof, I'm going to know exactly what I'm supposed to do. It doesn't work that way. And I'm not making light of this. Understand. But there are a lot of people out there that say, you know what? I'm just going to wait. Did you know waiting is an intentional movement? You've made a decision to wait, but wait doesn't mean that you are not moving forward. It's an intentional action. And it doesn't mean that you're sitting there on your couch with your arms crossed going, okay, I will sit here until you come right before me. God meets you in a lot of different places. He can meet you at your refrigerator. He can meet you in your shower. He can meet you on your drive to work. He can meet you in the office. He can meet you when your kids are screaming at you, and He can meet you when you're folding dirty laundry. Yeah, you heard me. Not the clean stuff, but you still got to put it away and you didn't have time, so you just fold up that dirty and you put it away, with the exception of maybe a few things like your undergarments. But seriously, where is God challenging you? Where are you missing the mark to see what God's heart has for you? Resistance is good. Just because you're getting pushback doesn't mean you need to settle in. It's time for you to rise up. God's calling you. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.